headline, "Crypto Fooled Again by Fake Trump Executive Order," published at 1:01 p.m. UTC on January 31, 2025. Altcoin fans were fooled this week into thinking that President Donald Trump had signed an executive order, EO, that would kickstart alt season in February. On Thursday, crypto influencers began tweeting that Trump had signed some sort of directive regarding digital assets that would drive the prices of many tokens to all-time highs. The tweets were posted with photos of Trump at his desk in the Oval Office, pen in hand, supposedly signing the order for the whole world to see. Unsurprisingly, the posts, which promised a massive win for crypto, garnered millions of views and interactions across social media. Unfortunately, the whole thing was entirely made up. Subheading Altcoin Season 2025 wanted an executive order. While Trump has signed one EO regarding digital assets, this was on January 23rd, not yesterday. Last week's EO, in contrast to yesterday's imaginary EO, didn't pump the price of any digital asset. In fact, that order explained that the president wasn't signing any new law into existence, nor was he even instituting any new rule, regulation, or guidance. Instead, he simply established a working group to study and propose recommendations regarding digital assets. David Sacks, as Crypto Czar, chairs that group. At the signing ceremony, Trump asked Sacks for his word that he would make money for Americans. "We're going to make a lot of money for the country, okay?" said Trump. "Thank you, sir," nodded Sacks. The only EO that Trump has actually signed directs Sacks' group to propose regulations, modifications, and eliminations to make the U.S. friendlier toward digital assets, including U.S. dollar stablecoins. So yes, Trump does have some concern for leadership in the crypto industry, but he hasn't given any indication that he's hyping a new altcoin season for February. These latest tweets are just the latest in a long line of fake crypto news stories that have flooded social media. Protos has covered an innumerable number of non-events, from a 44.6% unrealized capital gains tax to Gary Gensler's non-existent nomination for U.S. Treasury Secretary to condom-smuggling faux journalism. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.